Hi, this is Taylor.
And Cameron.
And you're listening to the Black Maid and Deputy Podcast.
What's good, everybody? This is Marcus from Black Mary Debt Free, and you are checking out our Quick Cast. Let's get it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, everybody? This is Marcus, and I would like to welcome you to another episode of the Quick Cast, powered by Black Mary Debt Free. The Quick Cast is a midweek dose of the Black Mary Debt Free podcast, where I alone get to just rant, rave, and talk about different things that is going on in the economy. And boy, do we got a lot of stuff going on right now. Usually it turns into a recession update kind of vibe. So you guys seem to be enjoying those. So we gonna keep it going because, you know, this is big news right now. This is big news right now. And so we're gonna keep you informed. I like to call this your number one spot for housing crash and recession updates. This is your number one spot. And we're gonna lean in to the recession. If you saw my follow us on Instagram. First of all, if you don't, you're missing out. But if you do follow us on Instagram, you saw my post today talking about the opportunity that will come during and coming out of the recession, and the fact that we need to lean in to the recession. And that may sound oxymoronic when you're looking at headlines like the one we have today. Matter of fact, while I got you here, let me change my little title, you know what I mean? But if you're looking at the cover art of this YouTube clip, if you're listening to us on YouTube, you see that it's all bad. Stock market losses wipe out $9 trillion from American wealth. Yes, you heard me correctly. Stock market losses wipe out $9 trillion from American wealth, and we're going to be talking about that. But with that, I'm going to be highlighting why this is the best time for you to get in. Yes, you heard me correctly. I think this is the best time for us, me included, not just you. I would never tell you guys to do something that I'm not doing, or I would never encourage folks to do something that I'm not doing. But I think this is the best time for us to get in, and I'm going to be explaining why. But before I do that, if you're watching this on YouTube, do us a huge favor, like, subscribe. If you're listening to this on your favorite podcast platform, you got to do us a solid. Go and leave us a 5-star review. Let us know in the review section, hey, Marcus, hey, Shira, hey, Black Mirror Debt Free, I appreciate what you guys are doing. Keep it up. And go ahead and drop the 5-star review, because that helps to make us more visible. So really, 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 if you could do that, we would truly appreciate it. But let's get straight into it. Let's get straight into it. I'm gonna pull it up on my screen here so you guys can see. So it says stock market losses wipe out $9 trillion from American wealth. Here are some of the key points that I want you guys to take away. American holdings of corporate equities and mutual fund shares fell to $33 trillion at the end of the second quarter, down from $42 trillion at the start of the year. With major market indexes falling further since July, experts say losses from financial markets could total $9.5 trillion to $10 trillion. Economists say the drops could add pressure to Americans' balance sheets and possibly hurting spending. So if you know, some of you already know what I'm going to say. It's going to get worse. These things are economic indicators that tell us that the worst is still ahead. Here's something I do want to point out, that the top 10% are the ones, are the biggest losers in this, because they hold much of the stock market. I'm going to find that statistic here. So it says the top 10% of Americans have lost over $8 trillion in the stock market, which is very interesting that we're at around $9 trillion. We may be at $10 trillion. And the top 10% have lost eight of the $9 trillion. Thus far, which is insane. That just showed you how much they hold. But yeah, it's going to be a bloodbath. As we know, the markets have not been doing well. But I'm here to tell you that means nothing but opportunity for you and for me, for people like us. This is the opportunity for us to get in, because to some, and to those. Top 10% that have much of their wealth tied up in the stock market, it's a bad thing, right? Because they're losing money. But if you don't have much of your wealth tied up in the stock market, or if you've been wanting to get in to the stock market, or if you want to double down and really see growth in the stock market, now is the time, because the stocks are on sale. They're on sale now. If you walk into a Walmart and, you know, you've been wanting to grab a few things, you know what I mean? You've been seeing a big screen TV, right? You've been watching prices on the big screen TVs, and they're just above your budget. You know, you couldn't get in on them. And then Black Friday rolls around, right? Or some big sale rolls around, and they're lower. They're reduced. The prices are 20%, 30% off. Do you not invest in the TV that you've been monitoring and you've been waiting for a price cut? Do you walk away from Walmart? Do you say, man, that's crazy, man, Walmart, them prices is too low, man, I'm up out of here. Do you do that? Or do you double down? Do you grab the TV? Do you maybe grab multiple TVs, right? I mean, hey, we on sale now. Well, in the same way that makes sense, it also makes sense that when the stock market is having a down tick, and when prices are lower on some of the world's greatest companies, now would be the time to get in. See, a lot of times we see the headlines of GameStop's up, or this stock is up, Google is doing exceptional, or insert any Apple, Netflix, Tesla. We see the headlines of how good these are doing. And all that means is that the price per share for each company is higher, right? And we see that and we're like, man, I should have got in on that, man. Why didn't I get in on that? Well, to get in at that point, you would be getting in at what they call the top of the market. You'd be getting in at the high point. And so we always say to ourselves, man, if it was just low, I should have got in when it was lower. Well, this is the lower. This is the lower. This is the lower right here. Take Google and Apple, for instance. They had stock splits this year. So for the first time in a long time, and yeah, a split is, that's another topic, but like, let's say if a share is going for $1,000 and then they split it into tens or whatever. So now if you had one share at $1,000, you don't lose shares because they've been split. You still have, now you have 10 shares at $100, right? So hopefully that made sense. Well, both those companies had stock splits this year. So if you're just coming in, let's just say you're just coming in now, and you look at Google. Let's look at Google's how much they're going for a share right now. Like, let's say you weren't even conscious of the split, right? You're just a newbie investor, and you just want to get in on Google. right? Right. You know nothing about the split. You never had shares of Google before. Right now, today, well, Google's actually up slightly, but Google's going for $100 a share. And I looked last night and it was at around 90, I think it was at around $95 yesterday. I should have got in yesterday. But anyway, it's at $100 a share. $100 a share for Google. That's incredible. And it's actually up today, but it had been down. That's pretty darn incredible that you can get an entire share of Google for $100. Now, Google is, many of you know, this is like one of the top companies in the world, right? And it's very unique in that it can do things that other companies just can't do. And so Google will be with us always. Google will always be considered a blue chip stock. So you can get in on, I mean, if you got $1,000, man, that's 10 shares of Google. So what's the significance of that? The significance is as the market begins to correct, and it may most likely will get worse before it gets better. But the point is, we don't know. But let's say you get in today at $100 a share. Let's say over the next 6 to 8 months, it goes down a bit, comes up a bit. Over the life of the holding of those shares, and I want to emphasize the holding, right? The holding. We want to do that. We're not looking for a quick buck here. We're looking to hold. Okay. During the life of the holding of those shares, let's say those shares grow to $150, $200, you know, and that could be anywhere from 5-10 years from now, right? Look at your gains on that. Look at your gains on that, right? Now that's investing $1,000. What if I invest more than that? And again, this isn't advice or suggestion or anything like that. I'm just merely using an example of why you may want to consider getting in while the market is low instead of running away. Because what we're seeing is the reason why the market is low is because a lot of people are panic selling. A lot of people are saying, man, I got to get out before it gets worse. And really what you're doing is you're hitting the quit button on the PlayStation. What do you mean, Marcus? I'm glad you asked. I'll give you another analogy. For my gamers out there, you're playing 2K, you're playing online, okay? You're in the game, and for me, when I started playing 2K, you knew within 5 minutes if this was going to be competitive or if you was going to get washed. You know within 2 seconds, this dude's better than me, man. But there was always a game that was really competitive where it's like, well, I'm good, he's good. We're back and forth with it, right? You know? Or let's say he's beating you, you know, you're getting towards the end of the game and he's like, man, there's really no way I can win, right? What did we do? What did I do? Hit the reset button and quit. Quit on him because I was so mad, right? That's what a lot of people are doing when they're selling their shares. They're quitting because they're frustrated and because I don't want to see it get worse, right? I don't want to see myself lose. So I'm just going to quit. But what you're doing in essence is you're literally just speeding up the losing process. See, if I were to play the game out, who knows what can happen? I may come back. He may quit. We don't know. But what happens is we quit 3 feet from gold. I don't know if you've ever heard of that book, but a lot of times if, you know, we stop too soon and we don't lose in the stock market until we sell. If I buy something at $100 and it goes all the way to $0, it tumbles to $0 and it stays there for 2, 3, 4, 5 years. I still haven't lost any money yet. I haven't lost a thing yet because I haven't sold yet. There's still opportunity for it to grow. There's still opportunity for things to happen in the market. So a lot of folks are panic selling. And what that is doing is that is creating opportunity for you and me. And so I wanted to highlight that today. I wanted to let you know. Because to me, the part that stands out to me the most is this right here. The top 10% of Americans have lost over $8 trillion in the stock market. That's insane to me that there's $9 trillion worth of losses and $8 trillion have been lost by only the top 10%. That means the top 10% see value in the stock market, right? The top 10% are all in the stock market, while the other 90, we dibble and dabble and tinker and, you know, and I know they have more money to work with, but we should start, now's the time to start shifting our mindset, because like I said, and I'm going to bang this drum until it's over, because when this is over, I want you to say, that guy on YouTube, that guy with the podcast with Shira, Black Married Debt Free, he kept saying this. There will be opportunity on the other end of this recession. This is literally history repeating itself. It may be new to you. This may be the first time you're experiencing a pre-recession, and a recession and a housing reset. But this has happened time and immemorial in the U.S. economy. So are you going to do what those folks who were able to capitalize off the last recession did? Or are you going to be the individual that doesn't capitalize and you'll be waiting for the next recession after this? Don't be that guy. Don't be that girl. Right? So I hope this has helped someone out there. If it has, like I said, do us a huge favor. Drop us a comment. Drop us a 5-star review. Let us know that these are interesting. Let us know, you know, that this is something you want to continue to see. I'm going to go to the comments really quick. Let's see. We got one comment. We say, meanwhile, this time is for opportunities for the majority. Well, I'm gonna push back on that. I think this is opportunity for all of us. I think this is an opportunity for all of us. And I think we always think it's for someone else. That's for someone else, man. Somebody's really going to capitalize on that. Somebody's really going to be able to benefit from that. But we need to start telling ourselves, like, no, this is my time. This is my time. This is my family's time. This is an opportunity for me. I'm going to create an opportunity where right now I don't see one. Because when the next recession cycle comes 10, 12, 15 years from now, you want to be, like I said, you want to be out of that first tier, which is poor. You want to be out of that second tier, which is, what did I say my second tier was? Anyway, you want to be trending towards wealth so that these things are more of an inconvenience than a catastrophe for you and your family. So we got opportunity. You know, yes, the majority will definitely eat and thrive and figure out ways to capitalize off a recession. But we can do the same. We can do it on our small personal scale, on our small financial scale. We can do the same. We can do the best with what we have. And I think we got to really start thinking about that. How can I do the best with what I have? As long as you do that, you're good. I'm going to leave y'all with this analogy and then we're going to get up out of here. What made people like Kobe and Michael Jordan great is they had the talent. We know they had the talent. You could visibly see that they were talented. They won the DNA lottery, right? But there have been so many talented people with equal talent. But those two guys, Kobe and Jordan, they matched the talent with the will. So they took what they had and they maximized it. There may have even been more people in this world more talented than they were, but they didn't get the max out of what God gave them, like Kobe and like Jordan did. So likewise, we need to get the max out of what we have. Man, I only make X amount an hour, man. I only have this right now. I don't have emergency savings. I'm not ready to invest and do have you exercised every option? Have you studied and figured out, like, are you sure there's nothing else you can do? Are you tapped out? Are you at your highest RPM? If not, then you need to figure out, we need to figure out a way that we can make this happen, because like I'm going to keep saying, there's going to be opportunity outside of the recession. Hold on to the recession. It's going to be bumpy, but we need to be leaning in and thinking offensively coming out. So, all right. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you did, like I said, leave us a 5-star review, and we're going to holler at y'all on the next podcast. Peace.